Okay, Rabbi Zayin. Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We ended yesterday at the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara begins Esve. But since we're in the middle of the sugya, we really have to go over the sugya, which is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who focus on a person who entered into a Beis HaChaim, into a cemetery, and in the Beis HaChaim he took upon himself the neder of Nazirus. What is the status? So Zokti Mor, let's go back to right after the Mishnah yesterday in Tez Zayin Amud Beis. We'll remind ourselves of the basic machloikis, and then we'll get back to the Esvei here at the top. So right after the Mishnah, Itmar, Misha Nozar Behu Beis HaKvaris. He took upon himself Nazirus when he was already in the cemetery. Obviously he's already Tameh, because he's in the cemetery. And he takes upon himself Nazirus. The one thing that we know from our Mishnah yesterday is that unlike a regular Nozir Tohoyer, who becomes Tameh, who afterwards has to go and stop his Nazirus short, has to then count 7 days, Hazor Shlishu Shvi, and then after that, Tiglachas, special Karbonis of the Nozir Tameh, in the case of our person who became Tameh first and Nozir second, he does not bring that korban or those korbanos of tumah. That's clear. Go back to the Mishnah just for a second. Mishnah Nozir Beis HaKvaris Fil Hoya Shom Lamed Yom. Even if there's 30 days, Ein Oylo Min Aminyan, we have not started any calculation, any counting of days yet for the Naziris. And when he leaves the cemetery and after Hazor Shlishu Shvi, Ein Oy Mevi Korban Tumah. No Karban Tumah, because the Karban Tumah is only said for a person who was originally a Nozir Tohoyer, who becomes Tameh, not someone who was Tameh even before he took upon himself the Neder of Nazirs. But the question now of our Gemara is, what about all the other Dinim that affect a Nozir? Do you say Skunish, because he started off on the wrong foot, he was in the cemetery, or do you say no? And we have Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is it my Mishnah Nozir Behu Beis HaKvaris Rabbi Yochanan Omer Naziris Chol Olav? Yes, he becomes a Nozir, even though he's starting off in the cemetery. Reish Lakish Omer Ein Naziris Chol Olav. No, he's not a Nozir. Now the question is, how far reaching is this Machloikis? So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Naziris Chol Olav, Sovra Mitla Talyev Kaima. The Naziris is kind of hanging in suspension, all suspended in mid-air, kim demashkecha tahara chayla. As soon as he becomes tar, boom, the Naziris will chal on him. While Reish Lakish Amar, no, ein Naziris chal alav, this is gunisht, yihod v'yomer chayla levi loy loy, if he takes upon himself a brand new Naziris when he comes out, then he's a Nozir, but otherwise not. Now on the surface, it sounds like the Kuli Alma Moida that he's really not a Nozir now when he's in the Beis HaChaim, he's in the cemetery. That only question is, will a new Naziris be triggered once he becomes Tohoyer after waiting 7 days, Shlish Yoshvi? What happens at that time? That's the way one could learn the Gemara. However, the Rosh and the Tosis quickly shoot that down and say, no. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he's basically a full-fledged Nozir, with the one exception that he doesn't have to go and bring the Karban Tumah that we spoke about in our Mishnah. Now, he does not count day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because after all, he's Tameh. However, as we'll see in the Rosh momentarily, or in the Tosfos, he does become a full-fledged Nozir vis-a-vis. Number one, he's not allowed to drink wine. Number two, he's not allowed to have Tiglachas. Number three, he's not allowed to be Metamei L'Meisim, even though he's already Metamei L'Meisim, but he's not allowed to do that. And, in fact, for any one of these, if there happens to be Edim Vasra, he's going to go and get Malkus. If he starts drinking wine there, and the Edim say, hey, you took upon yourself a native Naziris. And he says, I don't care, what do I know? And he starts drinking wine, he gets Malkus, takes a shave, takes a haircut, gets Malkus. And the same thing applies to if they tell him, Mister, if you took upon yourself Naziris, and you're sinning in the Beis HaChaim, get out! Otherwise you're over on the din of being Metamei L'Meisim. And if he sits there and he says, I don't care, give him Malkus. That's all according to Rabbi Yochanan, because he holds he is in fact a full-fledged Nazir. The only thing that you don't have is that when he comes out, there is no din of bringing the special karbonos that a Nazir Tomei brings, no din of taglachas, as we'll see further in the Gemara. So this is Rabbi Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish, no. There's no Naziris whatsoever. It's zero. When does he become a Nazir? After he's matai himself, he comes out of the mikveh, he comes out of the cemetery, he does lishu shvi, he goes to the mikveh, and now he has to take upon himself again naziris. But remember, we saw yesterday in the Rosh and in the Tosis, he doesn't have to say a full-fledged, brand new harei nazir. He only has to reaffirm the naziris that he already took upon himself from before. We just take a quick look at the Tosis or the Rosh to remind us of everything that we're talking about. Okay. First, we have here the Pirush Rosh on the right hand side.
Or on the
Amud Aleph of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, depending on your print. Keeps on switching back and forth, unfortunately. So the Rosh is Misha Nozavu Basic Course, that's the Mishnah. Afilisha Shom Lamed Yoin. Ve'in and maybe Karbon Tumma. The Chiksiv, Karbon Tumma, Benozit Tahoir, Shinit Maksiv. Vuadin. Tomei Shenozer, it doesn't have to be that he was in the Beis HaChaim. He was ready to make mess because he touched a mess 6 months ago, and he never had the Hazor Shlishu Shvi, so he's still a Tumas mess, just like all of us today are Becheskas Tumas mess. If he took upon himself Nazirus, then he's not a Nozer Tohar Shenitma, but he's a person who is Tomei Shenozer. He's parted from bringing the Kabbalah. So he's out the Russian. Let's see if we can locate the machlokes of Yehoshua and Shlokish.
Bottom line.
That's
the Talia Bekaima.
Yeah, okay.
That's Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, let's go a few lines earlier. Itmar, 6 lines before the white lines. Itmar, Misha Nozim Basic Force. For you, it should be about 10 lines down.
Yeah.
He took upon himself the Basic Force. Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, Naziris Chala Olav, Le Oser, Viayin, Vitiglachas. V'im omru lei al tinzor, and if people say, "Mister, don't say naziris. You're in the cemetery. Don't become a nazir." V'nazir. Oy, acher shenazir hisru beit lotzeis v'lo yotza. They told him, "You took upon yourself naziris. You chucham, get out of the cemetery. You're a nazir now. You're not allowed to be a metamal amesim." I don't care. Guess what happened? Hisru beit lotzeis v'lo yotza. Loiki gets malchus. Karb Nazir is Lemais. That he doesn't bring, calls Manch, Lechol of Nazir is Tash.
Malchus, you know, it's every
39 lashes.
No, but at each time, in other words, is there any, if he
goes out again,
yeah, right. What is.
Each time he'd be in Yatsav Nichmas. If he stays there the whole time, I believe it's just once. Exactly.
It's not dependent on the Hasra. Mm-hmm. If he gets Hasra 10 times while he's still sitting there, he's still only once, he's only.
That's my assumption. That's correct. Unless, of course, he forgot. But assuming that he's fully compass mentis, he knows what's going on. By Shogi, you have that concept of the hell of Mechot.
What's the term?
Compass mentis.
Mentally competent.
Mentally competent.
Mentally competent. Was there some Latin?
It's a Latin term. It's a Latin legal term.
I learn a lot of different things here, you know. What's
same Yiddish.
Compass mentis.
Compass mentis. Okay.
Right. He's still with all of his. All his mental capacities. Anyway. So according to, so you see that even though the Lashon HaGemara sounds like that Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's really gunished until he comes out and now he's Tohar and now the Naziris begins. No. He's a Nazir, full-fledged Nazir from the very beginning, as soon as he says Harei Nazir, with the low exception, the sole exception like we had in our Mishnah, the Karban Naziris Lemaisi until Chalal of Naziris Tahara. The reason why this din is different, because remember the Rosh said at the outset, because it says in the Pasuk that the Karban Tumah is only by Nazir Tohar Shenitma and not a person who was originally Tameh. That's according to the Rosh. That's according to Rav Yoichanan. Now you have continuing on, last line of the Rosh, Mitla Talif Kaimah, Naziris Tahara Tliya Vaymenes, Ulik Shiyetze, when he leaves the cemetery, Miyad Tochol, Veinitorch LeKabal Olav Shenis. He doesn't have to make a new Kabbalas Naziris because he's a Nazir the entire time, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Omar, he Hodor Omar, if he repeats it again, Chayla Lov LeKishiyetze VeYitar. In other words, that he made the statement, Areni Nazir in the Beis HaChayim, that was not a sufficient Kabbalah Nazirus. When he comes out, and he does Shlishu Shvi Hazot, and he goes to the mikveh, and now he reaffirms his original Hareni Nazir, as we'll see in a moment, I'm hoping we'll find it here in the rush, he doesn't have to make a brand new Kabbalah Nazirus, but he only has to do a reaffirmation of the Hareni Nazir that he said at the time that he was in the Beis Chai. Umiu mutl olav lotzeis ule kabel ken mochem perikana dedar. Ad shi kabel. Okay, here. Hochem ha'iskinim b'yoytzim v'nichnis sh'yoytzim v'netum ayideh hazo atfil. This is not on the right, it's not on the right place over here. Tomei sh'noza zayin oil is mar minyan. See, unfortunately, the rush. Brand new. Okay, we'll talk about that again in a moment. But in the meantime, that's the machlok between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We already asked a couple of questions yesterday, and we're up to the next question that Rav Yochanan has in Reish Lakish on the top line of the Zayin Amud Aleph. Eisvei, I'll ask you a question. Ein bein tamei shenozar v'nozir tohar shenitma ela tamei shenozar shvi shaloi oilo loy min haminyan oilo liminyan v'nozir tohar shenitma ein shvi shaloi oilo loy liminyan. What is this saying over here? What's the difference between a tamei shenozar excuse me, that was like a case of a Mishnah, that the person is already tamei because he's in the cemetery, or he's tamei because he was tamei already from before, and he takes upon himself the seers. Linoz etor, a person who was tor all along, shenitma now became tamei. So what's the difference? El tamei shenozar shvi shaloi oiloloi leminyan. This tamei shenozar, when he comes out of the cemetery, what he's going to have to do is he's going to have hazor shlishu shvi, and at the end of it, he'll have to go to the mikveh. And what is he going to do after that? Then he can start counting immediately his new days of Nazirus. Why can he start counting immediately? He doesn't have to go and bring any karbanos, that's according to everybody, like we learned in the Mishnah, and nothing's stopping him from starting immediately. And that'll be day number one. See, day number seven will also be day number one. After he finishes Hazos Shvi, going to the mikveh, even though he's a Tvul Yom, he'll start immediately his Nazirus. Doesn't say anything about new Kabbalah's Nazirus, it's just it's full of the minion. The Nazitar Shinitma, Nazitar that became Tameh, oh, ain't Shri Shalai Oilam Minyan. It's not Oilam Minyan. You have to have Shri Shishvi. On the seventh day, he has Taglachas. Ubiyoim Hashmini, he brings his three Karbanas, the two Oifois, and the Karban Asham Nazir on day number eight. When he's finished with that on day number eight, then he's going to start counting the first day of his new Nazirus. That's what it says in the Braisa. If you're going to go and tell me, like Reish Lakish learned, that there is no triggering of the Nazirus at the end of the seventh day, unless he makes a reaffirmation of his original Nazirus. But until he does that reaffirmation, nothing is chal. So my Oil Aluminium, why do you take for granted that in the seventh day it's Oil Aluminium? You have to ask him, mister, are you being Mekabel Tanis again, Mekabel Tanis, Mekabel Nazirus again, or are you not? Because if you're not Mekabel Nazirus, if he says, I changed my mind, who needs this, it's just a headache for me, then he won't become a Nazir. So it won't be Oil Aluminium. He won't have anything. So the fact that it says that it's Oil Aluminium sounds like Rabbi Yochanan learns that instantaneously, as soon as he becomes star, boom, he becomes automatically a nozer, like the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, mitla talia v'kaima, kimin the mashkecha tahara. As soon as he becomes tar, it's chal. Could Reish Lakish know the zivus is not chal until he makes a naya kabbalah, a new reaffirmation of the original kabbalah? And that's the Gemara's kasha on Reish Lakish. L'choyer, an easy answer would be the hocham of Mayaskinan that it's talking about that he did reaffirm his Nazirus, and that's why the Brice is telling us that it's Chal already on the seventh day. You don't have to wait to day number eight. And maybe that's the Pshat. Shezok the Rosh, and the Tosis. The reason why the Gemara doesn't say that is because then I have a much more basic distinction between the Tamish and Nazar, and the Nazir Tosh and Itma. What would that be? Do you need to go and make a new reaffirmation on day 7 or day 8? The Tamish and Nazar, since according to Rish Lakish, it's really Gunish, he has to reaffirm his Naziris. No. So what's the difference between the Tamei Shenozer and Nozer Tar? That the Nozer, the Tamei Shenozer, B'yoyim Shvi Shaloi Tzorech Oid HaPam L'Kayim Es Nezirusoi. Masha Enken, the person who was a Nozer Tar Shenitma, Ein Tzorech L'Kayim Nezirusoi. Because he was a Nozer Tar all along until he became Tamei. So that's a much more basic distinction. Why are you making distinction that whether it's the seventh day, Yo'il and Nishoi? So by the fact that the Brisa doesn't mention the reaffirmation of the original Zeres, apparently it's not required. So it's like Rabbi Yochanan says. Oh, it's like Rabbi Yochanan is a Shver on Reish Lakish. Why do we say automatically Shvish Le'olim and a minion? Maybe he won't even become a Nozer on day number 7 if he doesn't reaffirm. So if you take a quick look at the want to look at the second Tosis, this addresses your question of yesterday, Barry. Ein bein nozer tomei, says Tosis, shenodar bi oyde tomei, le nozer tohar shenitma, el de nozer tomei shvi oylo loy meramein, kishi yi zikimol, vishona bizayin, vitova biyem zayin. What's the din? That then he can start his minyan naziris tahara. The fish ain't tzarich lehavi carbon beches al tomasei. Doesn't have to bring any carbon.
Now mechusar kapurim.
Umiyad kishehiza vishana vitoval roy lochel olav naziris lealter. When he the body erev shabbos, he can have erev shabbos. The eich yochel olav naziris yeshloim et tful yoyim klisha tomasei. Since it's a very weakened form of tomah, loimaaki malochel naziris olav. He can go and start Naziris immediately, but he needs that reaffirmation.
So even though, if he was never in the base, he was in Tamei Meis, Shishi Shvi, Mikvah, he didn't say he was a Nazir ever before in his life. Okay. Now he says, at the moment he's a Tfuyo, I'm a Nazir, the Naziris starts.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And since here we're talking about he did say already Nazir from before,
we
have that small Kiyam, Nishka Groisa Kiyam. Like the Tosis says at the very top, the first Tosis, this goes back on yesterday's Gemara. If you go to the third line, V'hokamashmlan, Haibraisa, third line, the Avagavdle Hodr vi Omar Hareni Nazir. Ella Omar, Yochel Olai Naziris. That's already enough to be Nazir. To be normally a new Nazirus, you have to say Hareni Nazir. Here you don't have to say Hareni Nazir because he already said Hareni Nazir when he was in the Beis Lachai. So even according to Reish Lakish, he said it's not Chal, but he also says Epis Abisale, it was effective, and all he has to say now is Lehodavi Omar Hareni Nazir. He doesn't have to do that. Ela Omer Yochel Olai Nazirus. That, remember that Naziris that I made a week ago, a month ago, that never was Chal? I want it to be Chal now, and then it is Chal. Good. Anyway, the Gemara considers this Kasha that we asked on Reish Lakish to be, if you will, a knockout Kasha, even though the Gemara didn't say Tiyufta, because after all, according to Reish Lakish, Ikachusim and Aseifer, how do you say Shvish Oilin Aminyan, unless and until he's Makayim is Naziris? So if it's Mashmi, you don't have to be Makayim in Naziris. And that being the case, look, the Gemara Omamar Barabashi, brand new shot in the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Amar Barabashi Meichel Kolyamuli Pliga the Chayla. No. In fact, Reish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that when a person is inside a Beis Achayim and he says Hareni Nazir, everything is Chal. He becomes Oseh B'Shtiyas Yayin, Oseh B'Tiglachas, Oseh L'Tamim Meisim. And if he gets Hasra in any of these, he's going to have to go and get Malkus, unfortunately, etc. Yes, everybody agrees that and when he leaves the Beis HaChaim after 7 days, he will not bring Karbanis Tumah, because that was what we learned in the Mishnah. Ain't he made the Karban Tumah? That's 100%. And then what's the reason why? Says the Rosh, because the Psukim are talking about it, knows it, Torah Shenitma. Fine. But otherwise, he's a full-fledged Nazi. So he was like, what's the Machloikis? Eliki Pligi Lemilki. The only Machloikis is the Gabi getting Malkus. Now, it doesn't mean Malkus for any one of them, he means only Malkus Lagabe Tumah. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both agree that if he's drinking wine in the Beis HaChaim, when we say, Mister, you're a Nazi, now that you drink wine, and he drinks wine, he gets Malkus. Same thing is, if the person goes and does Tiglachas, if he takes a haircut when he's in the Beis HaChaim, he gets Malkus. The only Malkus is the Milki is Agave, the din of Tumah. If he, we warn him, you better leave the cemetery because you're over on Tumas Mason. And he says, I don't care. Do you give him Malkus or not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, yes, there is Malkus. According to Reish Lakish, there is no Malkus. So even though the Gemara says Kipligal Milki, it's only Malkus vis-a-vis Tumah, but not vis-a-vis anything else.
But actually, it's counterintuitive because he's in the Beis HaChaim, yeah. He's already Tumah. Mm-hmm. Does Tumah Chalal Tumah? I mean, he's already Tumah.
That's why Reish Lakish holds it in no Malkus.
But I'm saying, but to drink, to do something proactive, to drink wine, to mm-hmm. cut your hair, mm-hmm. is an action where there could be Hasra, Edim, and a subsequent crime and a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we only cutting back the Malkus just for the Tumah, which is a more passive crime, and not inflicting it for the wine and for the hair cutting, which is an active...
I'm not sure that you're following. Again, if this person who's inside the Beis HaChaim,
right,
and we give him Hasra, don't drink wine, and he drinks wine,
right,
the Biyuch and Reish Lakish both agree, Malkus. If the person inside the Beis HaChaim, he takes a haircut, right, we say, don't take a haircut, and he does, Malkus.
Thank you.
The Machlokes only is, we tell him, you're a Nazir, get out. You stay here, you're being Metamel Amesim. And he refuses to leave. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he gets Malkus. According to Reish Lakish, no Malkus.
Okay.
That's the lone Machlokes. Where Rabbi Yochanan, Sava, Kim, the Chayla, you are a Nazir. Lucky gets Malkus. Reish Lakish, Sava, Loi, Lucky. V'chayla, even though it's Chal, no Malkus. But only the God Hilchas Tumah, not about anything else.
But everything else, he does get Malkus if he violates Hashem.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Everything.
Okay.
You're very, very
okay.
welcome.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Okay, no problem. Okay, if you look at the Tosis Hagor, this is the middle wide line.
Yeah.
Meichel Kuli Al Mechai. Everybody, this is Namar Barabash. Everybody agrees it's Chal. Ulke Shiatar. Ein Tzorach Lachzer Lider Benozer. Even Reish Lakish agrees you do not do any reaffirmation, no reconfirmation, nothing. The Chayil Olam Neziris Rishoyin. As soon as he becomes Tohar, boom, he becomes a Nozer. V'nicha Hashda D'Shvi Olam Neminis. So now the previous price is good, because immediately becomes a Nozer. Afilu Lo Yachzer V'Yikabel. He doesn't have to say anything. V'udin Nami the Weder of Shimon Lakish, he agrees that what? Nami im shoyse yain or tiglachas the lucky toichi made to masai ashtia via tiglachas. Shlokish agrees there is malkis. So where is the machloikis? Chiplegin the milki pirish atum alechud. When it says in our Gemara that the machloikis is only by milki, meaning only the gabi malkis, not the gabi shtia yain, not the gabi tiglachas. There, everybody agrees it's Malkus. Only Malkus is Legabe Tumah. In history, boy, Atumah. Mister, you're being with Tami yourself. You're an Azir. The Bioychon saw the Kim and the Chaylan Ziris. Lishar Mili. Ashtias Yahim Atiklachas. Chaylan Nami Atumah. It's a package deal. Everything is included. In history, boy, Lotzeis Filiyata. Drachmona Le Miate. The only Miot that we find at all is Mikarban Lechudet, like we had in the Mishnah. Like a month, like tomorrow, it's going to explain further. For loy mi malchus etumah, but not malchus etumah. Reish Lakish sabai. Aval gab the chayil lishar mili liyayin ulsiglachas loy loki atumah. Tekim the miyatu rachmanu mi karbin tumah miyate mi kolden tumah af mi malchus. Says Reish Lakish, everybody agrees to me that in the Mishnah it says that you don't bring a karbin tumah. So you see that you can slice and splice the inyoni naziris. When it comes to nazir, legabi drinking wine, avad it's chal. When it comes to tiglachas, it's chal. And everybody agrees it'll be malkus. Only question legabi tumah. Since everyone in our Mishnah agrees that after this person comes out, he has to have shlishu shvi hazor, and he has to go to the mikveh, but he does not bring the new karbonos, like it said in the Mishnah, and maybe karbon tumah on his Naziris Tumah. He doesn't bring the two oifos together with Hashem Nazir. No, you don't have to do that. Oh, so the question is, what happens if inside the Beis HaChaim he's b'mezin metami himself, we tell him, get out, and he says, I'm staying here. Do you get Malkus? Rabbi Yochanan says, yes. Reish Lakish says, no. That's the only Machlokes. So now getting back to Agamar, of course we're going to ask a series of questions. Some of these questions are the same that we had yesterday. Misha knows, it says in the price, Misha knows the Mubbe Sikors. Our case. Silly Hoy Shlesh. Ain't oil layman amin. Zaini may be carbon tub. That's our Mishnah. Just quoting from our Mishnah of yesterday. Person was, took upon himself the Ziris in the Beis HaChaim when he was tummy, even though he was there for 30 days. Ain't oil layman minyan. You don't start counting the days. Zaini may be carbon tub. You don't bring a carbon tub. Okay, that's the end of the Mishnah for our purposes. So now the Gemara is Medaik. Korban Tumah Hudlay Maisi. Sounds like the only difference is he doesn't bring his Korban Tumah. Hamilka Lokiale. However, if Bemezid he stays in the cemetery and we tell him get out, sounds like there you would give him Malkis after all. So what are you telling me, Reish Lakish? No, that there's no Malkis by the Din of Tumah, by this Nozir who started off as a Tumah and then became a Nozir? Everything Gemara Sinishka Kasha. But then who the listening ain't like. Really, the Mishnah should have even told us not only is there no din of karma tumah when he comes out, but there's no malchus when he stays in. And we shouldn't kaboy the Mitzi Sefer. But since the thrust of the Sefer is the Yotza v'nichnas, if and when he leaves the Beis HaChaim, and he goes to Tahara of Shlishi Shvi, and he goes to the Mikveh, and now he's Torah again. And now guess what? The Nichnas, and he returns to the Beis HaChaim. Then the Mishnah says, Oilim and Aminyan, now maybe Karban Tumah, because now the Naziris came first, and the Tumah came second, so that's what it says in the Torah, Nozir Torah, Shenitma, has to bring the Kabanos. Since that's the thrust of the Halacha of the Seifa, bring your Karban Tumah. It's on a Reisha, that's why the Reisha says, Ainim maybe Karban Tumah. But Ainu Chanami, if you would ask me, what's the Halacha, if we're Masrehim, Legave Malkis, the fact that he is a Tumah, I would tell you the same thing, that there is no din of Malkis, even if he doesn't amaze it, because that's what I hold Rish Lakish. The Mishnah is not talking about them, because the Reisha is out to the Sefer, where the thrust of the Mishnah is telling us about the Karbanos Nozir B'Tumah. Toshima, let's bring a ray from another brayso. Ein bein tamei shenozer v'nozer torish nitma. Ella she tamei shenozer shvi shaloi oylem naminyan v'nozer torish nitma. Ein shvi shaloi oylem naminyan. That's the same brayso that we had at the top of the Yomid that we said a few minutes ago. Is the chmasher that the only nafkimina is that on day number 7 after he comes out of the Beis HaChaim, do you start counting already that day? Or do you have to wait till the next day? But it sounds like, for all other purposes, a Tomei Shenozer and a Nozer Tohar Shenitma are the same. That's good according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says no. There is no Malkis on Tumah by the person who was a Tomei Shenozer. Amalei said no. Don't make that diuk. Make the diuk is loy litiglachas, and the Tosis and the Rosh throw in parentheses uliyayin zevezeshavin, that is a Malkis both for tiglachas and for drinking wine. Avl in your Malkis, but Malkis lagabe Tumah. My, what's the din? What you're saying is according to Rish Lakish, Zer Loike, meaning the Nozir Tohar Shenitma in the Beis HaChaim, who doesn't get out, we give him Malkis. The Zer, and the Tomei Shenozar, Ein Loike, he doesn't get Malkis. Eibazoi, Lisnaya. So why doesn't it say that? After all, the whole purpose of this Ein Bein is to tell us, this Halacha Yah, this Halacha Nish, so why doesn't he tell us? Instead of saying only Ein Bein Tomei Shenozer Torah Shenitma, the Gabi the Din of the Shvi Shaloi Oilem and Aminyon or Ein Loilem and Aminyon, why doesn't he go and end? He should also add whether he get Malkis unto him or not. Why doesn't it say that? Everything more, the truth of the matter is we could say it. We're only talking about Takonis, we're not talking about Kilkulim. Meaning, the purpose of this Bryce is to tell us that when he comes out of the Beis HaChai, and now, Baruch Hashem, he had his Hazor Shlish Yushvi, and he went to the Mikveh, and now we're going to begin again the Zirus Tahara. So we're putting him on the right Derech. You want to start over in the Zirus B'Tahara, this is what you got to do. In one case, you can start already in day number 7. In the other case, you have to wait until day number 8. But we're not talking about Kilkulim, about someone who's Mekalkel, meaning he refuses to listen to the Eidim at the Hasra. He says, I don't care. So even though there is a Nafkimina, Legabe Hasra, Legabe, whether there's Malkis Latum or not, the price is not talking about the kilko, I mean the bad guy, or the bad things that are happening, about getting malchus. We're talking about the positive aspects.
Shetame is not a good thing. I'm sorry, a tameh that's not a good thing. You shouldn't do it. It is a kilkul a little bit.
Not for sure. But what's the thrust of the braisa? Right. Not whether it was good or bad that he did it.
But how to repair it?
How do we start again on a good kosher footing of being a proper kosher tohar nazir? In one case, you can really start on day 7. In the other case, you have to wait for the Kabbalah, so you do it on day 8. But otherwise, we're now talking about Tikkun Takkun. We're up to Toshima. Okay? Dr. Breiser. In this Breiser, we said already yesterday, the tail end of yesterday's Omid Beis, Mishoye Tomei, the Nozar. That's like a case of our Mishnah.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the Beis Chaim, but he was Tomei the Nozar. What does it say in the Braisa? Very, very explicit. Also the Galeach, Velishtos Yayin, the Ingilach, Vishos Yayin, or Nitma Lemesim, and there was Hasra Metadim, Harizes Hoyfeg Yesra Boim. So it says very clearly that there's Malkus not only for Tiglachas and Shtias Yayin, but also Tumma Lemesim. Oyoyoy, this is a knockout kasha on Reish Lakish. So Timur Tiyufta. Good gefreit. Einachanami, we have no teretz on Reish Lakish, and therefore the Gemara assumes that Reish Lakish's view has been deferred. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore any person who took upon himself Naziris in a Beis Chaim, he comes a full-fledged Nazir for everything. Shtias Yayin and Tiglachas and Tumah
and Malkus.
The only thing that he doesn't do is that when he comes out, and we do Hazor Shlishu Shvi, and he goes to the mikveh, he does not have to go and bring his karbonos, because the karbonos of a Nozer Tomei is only a Nozer Tohor Shenitma, and not a Tomei Shenoza.
There's no Yamim HaRishonim Yiplu.
Well, we'll talk about that soon. Yes.
One
Balabashi question. What's the Balabashi question?
It says,
yes.
So, does that mean all three?
It's all or. It's oy oy kamar. Right, any one of these. If he's Mikaleach, or he's just Mikaleach, or Nimelech.
If you are, are you allowed to do something that's available to Mikaleach? If you're in a Beis Chaim,
yes.
You are.
That's all Shchidish. You are.
No, you don't have to be sorry. Your point is well taken. A person who wants to become a Nazir, he should start off on the right foot as a Tohar. This Oybechuchem means this person who wants to show that he's smarter than everybody else. He went to Beis Chaim and he says, here I'm saying Arei Nazir. Is that a smart thing to do?
No.
Compass. We learned before that you can't make a Nazir with to do Aveira.
Compass.
Okay. Now make it a way to do an aveir. Say, he's not the Krishna. You can't do that.
No.
It's not a good death, right?
I'm not following what you're saying.
For the person said,
you can't be
John said, I'm not becoming a Krishna again.
Okay.
Yes, not chal. So why is it any different?
Because you can become a nozer in the Beis Chaim, so much
it's
so.
Hey, right away.
Well, you're talking about Masna Mashkosa Batorah type thing. That seems to be the thrust of it. If you're doing something that perforce is a violation of the Torah,
it should
be meaningless.
It should be, and before we got to the Gemara, we thought it was meaningless.
Right.
We said, Mishanah, basic kvaras. He'll be there for you. Ain, oilam, and a minion, he doesn't bring a karmi tumma. So we assume that it's a gunish mit gunish, right?
It's like going to a mikveh holding a dead sheret.
I was just going to try to make it in the other pisco yimo.
I mean, heard mevarf chas, and I was like,
I'm not going to use the text that he's not going to eat dead in kimber.
Yeah. Anyway,
Mr.
No question. You can't be nishba lahomir es a mitzvah. That neder is not chal. Shbati va'akayema lishmor mitzvah.
So that was
what we had back in Sechs Nedarim. You can't be nishba to go be made for a mitzvah to be made for a mitzvah. 100% right. However, you can take upon yourself Naziris in a Beis Chaim, and the fact that he is in the Beis Chaim, if and when we said, Mister, don't make Naziris in Beis Chaim, because if you do that, you're going to be over immediately on being Metamel and Mason, and he says, I don't care, he will become an effective Nazir, and he's Chayim Malkus on the fact that he says, I don't care, and he stays in the Beis HaChaim. But the Nazirus is effective.
Interesting. If he's warned before he takes the vow of Nazirus, is he Chai Malkus for taking the
Beis HaChaim?
Right. He's in the Beis HaChaim, and he's warned. Mm-hmm. I see. Now, think coming Nazir. Mm-hmm. Well, don't do it now.
Yeah.
You'll get petch, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
And the person says, "I don't care. I'm doing it anyway." And he says, "Already Nazir."
Mm-hmm.
Is that so? He wasn't a Nazir who. He wasn't a Nazir at the time of the Hasra.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he became a Nazir post the Hasra.
Yeah. No.
I'm saying is that action itself with Hasra triggering Malkus?
If he's in the Beis HaChaim, we tell him get out and don't.
No, no, not get out. Don't
take upon yourself the
Nazir.
Well,
look back at the Rush on the bottom of the Amid Itmar, six lines from the bottom. You have that? Itmar Misha Nazir with basic quarters. You have that?
On the
Rush, six lines from the bottom.
No.
Tezayin Amid Beis. See the Rush in the right hand.
Yes.
Itmar Misha Nazir basic quarters. V'yirchanoim and Naziris Chalol of Liyasa B'yayim Tlachas. Now listen carefully. V'yam Omalei, the Eidim told him, Al Timzar, don't make Naziris. Come on, you're Meshigana. You're into the Beis HaChaim. Get out of here.
Thank you.
Then Nazar. Hisru by Lotzer. Get out. Loika. Either way, you're like it. Does that answer your question?
That's the ratio of that statement.
Sure. It's not good. Both cases, you're covered. Anyway.
What's
the Svara behind it? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you can take upon yourself Naziris in the Beis HaChaim. And if you do that, you tell him in advance, don't do it, it'll be over.
Again,
it's
again, 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 you could be
positive. What did he do? He took the vow in his
head. It's a guess that says, even though it's in this case, we say,
let me ask you a question. Person is about to eat a piece of chaser. And we tell him, Mister, don't eat chazer. It's awesome. Well, I don't care. You're being masmashik. Turn to say, don't eat chazer. You're eating chazer. I don't care.
That's it. Make it
edit.
Again, I'm going to go back. Make it not say Krishna anymore. It does not call.
Yeah.
How can you make an edit and call it the Zeus when it's in fact right away? I
hear what you're saying.
Well, what
Simni is asking is the eating of chazer is a different story. Here the person is taking upon himself a neder of Naziris, and since one of the halachas of Hilchos Naziris is now going to be metam lemeisim, so automatically what he's doing is he's violating the Torah. Can you go and make a neder to violate the Torah? He said you can't, because you're not atzmasimish, because you can't make a neder against what the Torah says, right? A shmua to go and say, I'm not going to go and put on tefillin, I'm not going to go to the sukkah, all those things. It's not going to be chal. So the question is, how can you neder Naziris be chal? Okay?
I can say,
let's think about it.
It's Magadan love. Since he can't drink wine, and since he can't take a haircut, those things are chal, so everything else is chal.
It's a package deal.
Yeah, but getting it.
No. All right. You're right. He can drink wine. No, he's not drinking wine.
That has nothing to do with the action of the net there is causing an avera immediately.
Well, no,
as opposed to saying, I'm thinking chasm is up there, and I think I have meaning chasm is up. You know, that's chal.
I'm saying, but it could be that it's chal on that, so it's chal on everything.
It's good that you came just at the right moment. Okay. Anyway, so let's put that question on hold, and we're going to continue. Almost. And we're up to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Bo'i Rova. Rova asked the following shayla. Nozir v'hu b'veis ha'kvaros. Mahu. What is this? Shehila Malkus? What is this all about? So as we'll see, Mitchell 1, the Amud Beis, Gemara in Mesechtus Shvuas. We all know if a person is Tamei, is he allowed to go into the Azara when he is Tamei?
No.
If he does, and he does B'mezit, what does he get?
Kares.
It's a terrible thing.
Of course.
It's curtains. It's the end. Exactly. It's Kares. Now, when does he get the Chi of Kares, the Oynish of Kares? As soon as he realizes that he's Tamei, and he walks into the Azara, at that first moment, instantaneously, he goes over the threshold, boom, he's Chai of Kares. Fine. Now the question is, what happens if the person went into the Azara, he was Tohar Ligamri, totally Tohar. He's in the Azara, and unfortunately, Ne'anas, and he became a Tamei inside the Azara. Let's make it easy. Chas v'sholem.
So the next one passes away. Hold on him.
Exactly. Then he became tummy. Right. Now, obviously, he is tummy. And now we scream at him, Yankel, get out of the Azara. You're now tummy. You're now let it be tummy in the Azara. So now what? Yeah. So what's the din now?
There's a long pasuk that the longest pasuk in Tanakh that's recited. That's the amount of time you have to get out.
Good. So that the Gemara calls that as a man shehiyah. Shman shehiyah means the time of the waiting period. Mm-hmm. How grace long period. Can that waiting grace period be? In Masechta Shavuos it says it's a man of ishtachavah. Ishtachavah means to do pishat yadayim v'raglayim, go down in the surface, go bow down to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. How long does that take? Let's say 30 seconds. Make sure that you don't stay more than 30 seconds. Get out ASAP. You don't have to run at the speed of light. If it takes you 20 seconds, you're okay. Because until 30 seconds, you get out.
Blow my talus.
Exactly.
Or, if you don't know those words, you say 12 up to 12 Mississippis.
Ah, then that's the way to do it. So in my rush, you have it all the way in the bottom, on the left-hand margin. Boy Shehi Lamalkis. It's two lines before the end of the Amud. Boy Shehi Lamalkis.
Yeah.
Shir Shehi, I think in your Gemara might even be the last line.
Yeah. Boy Shehi Lamalkis.
Shir Shehi Amufreshes. Amifureshes. In Mesechta Shavuiz. Lemisha Nitma Ba'ones Ba'azara. She'ini Chayiv Kores Elim Kain. Shoha Shir Hishtachavo. And that's a lochel Moshmi Sinayu. That's a lochel. So if you are ne'enas inside the besa, inside the azara, you become tummy over there. Oy, oy, oy. Schnell go out. You remember the Gemara talks about what happens if he goes with derech tzorah, but he runs, or he does goes with derech harucha, but he goes slowly. Anyway, there's a whole sugi over there. But there's a shir of shehir. Yes, sir. It's the shir, not that he actually has to be mishtachva. The shir that normally would take. You're asking one of the normal mishtachva. Yes, when they hear the shem of
farsh. That's correct. To bow down, get up, or just
sure. You have to look up the Gemara. So we're going to get to the shem in a few
minutes. It's a short period.
It's a short period, correct.
But isn't there there's a long pasuk in this, it's the longest pasuk, and that becomes sort of the template.
Yes, I hear you. But I, again, our Gemara is not going through whole shas now. We're just touching upon the din.
Right, that's the one that's so
mistaken. Can anybody think of any other shehiyas? Can anybody think of any other shehiyas?
Oh, sure. I know she is. I know who she is.
Yes, exactly. Anyway.
You know, there's another alternative. It's like the washing the hands during COVID. Happy birthday to you. Sing happy birthday.
Kitzimis. So now the question of the Argumar is, this person is a Nazir, and he's in the basic forest, and we tell him, Mr., get out of the basic forest, because if you're going to stick around the basic forest, guess what? You're going to go and get Malkus. The question is there the same rule as well? Mal, boy, shehiel and Malkus. Oiloi, does he get that? I said 30 seconds. Again, I'm just throwing out a number. Is there such a 30-second grace period? Or does he immediately have to run, leave his jacket behind, or leave his talus behind, and just get out of the Beis HaChaim as soon as possible? Oiloi. So first explain to me what's the background of the situation. They tell the fellow he's already in the cemetery. You say, don't take upon yourself Naziris. You oibachucham. Because if you take upon yourself Naziris, you're going to be immediately tummy on the spot. You're going to already be oivin and up. Salam li shehia. And madach ein nozir tohoir. You have to add by the base of the bach. Nozir tohoir. My time alay boy shehia. What happens if you have a nozir tor? Right, he's a person who was tor. He took upon himself naziris. One day he's going to go to Beis HaChaim because he wants to visit the gravesite of his family or whatever. And that's of course a grave mistake because he's a nozir. So we tell him, no, don't go in. And he does go in. Is there a din of shehia over there? No. As soon as he walks in, boom. He becomes tummy. You don't know, and there's no grace period involved.
It would have been a grave mistake.
A grave mistake. And therefore, if he went in, even if he runs out as quickly as possible, he gets malchus for being over that hasra. So lo mali shehiyah, just like a nozit tohar, my time will be bohi shehiyah, the kamasri bay. If we give masra, hachanami, this same fellow, you're telling me a nozir bebesa kvarois, and we're telling him, Mr. Al Tinzar, don't take upon yourself Naziris. And he takes upon himself Naziris. So he did that b'mezid, consciously, he heard and everything. So why should it be the Mashiach? How can I become Mashiach? He should be chayv immediately. So what's the Shaila of Rava? Jacques Timor, Ella, we must be talking about, keep going to Nicholas, the Shida Teva Umigdal. Ah, this fellow, Zira Kligemetsch, he decided to go into the Beis Chaim, but he went into one of these insulated major Shita Teva Umigdal. Why is a Shita? Shita Teva Umigdal means, of course, a portable, huge box that is very large, that a person could sit in that box and go into the Beis Chaim.
Right, it insulates from Tumma.
The reason why it insulates him from Tumma is because there's a pasuk that says that the only time a kli is mekabel Tumma, if it's metaltal molei v'reikon, and a shita teva migdol, by definition, if you filled it up to capacity, you wouldn't be able to move it. It would just be too heavy. You'd have to have 12 Goliaths to pick it up. So shita teva migdol, the reason why you're able to pick it up is because there's only one nozer inside. Anyway, so it's not mekabel Tumma, and acts as an insulator, he's fine. Now he's inside the Beis Chaim, some chaver, and he took away the floor of that Shita Teva Migdal, and now where he, the Nozer, is sitting, or suspended in midair, or I don't know how he's sitting any longer, because he took away the floor. They only took away half of the floor. Anyway, he is now, guess what, on top of a whole bunch of Matzevis and graves, mm-hmm. and that's now a very grave situation. And he's now going to become Tame. So now he is similar to the case of the person who became Ne'anas Betuma inside the Azara. When the person went inside the Azara, he was totally Tahar. Inside, unfortunately, somebody passed away on him. Nebuch, what can you do? Okay, Nenas, we give him a Siman Shehiya. Here, too, this person became Nenas, because when he went into the cemetery, there was no problem. He was Shita Teva Migdal. He was insulated. But now somebody took off the Maziva. So now the question is, Ki Gamin and Shehiya, the Beis HaMikdash. This is a special din aloch on which we've seen by the Azara. Avavroi loy, but not outside the Beis Mish. Oy demu loyshna, or maybe this din of Shehiya applies both inside and outside. It's more teiko tishbi yitarts. Boy Ravashi. Yes.
So you're saying it's not that it's din like of a kever where we have Bokaswa Ola if it's less than.
Correct.
Shloshvachim, I think, is one tevach, but anyway, so it's because it's. You cannot carry it, it has to be able to carry Molly Raycom.
Correct.
But this is, if it's that big, how are you carrying this fellow inside?
It's on wheels.
So I said before, Molly Raycom means that it's something that you can go and carry, even if it's full to the top. So if you took this box and you put in gold bars in it, it'd be worth a lot of money, you can pick it up, because even though it's quite heavy, but it's metal to Malibreka. If you have this huge, huge box, which is, I know, 10 amas tall and 5 amas wide or something, if you were to go and fill it with toothpicks or fill it with feathers, presumably you'd be able to go and carry it. If you were to fill it to the top, from beginning from the top to the bottom, then you wouldn't be able to go. This individual who's 150 pounds, Baruch Hashem, not too much, so he's able to go and be lifted and transported because it is metaltal, but it's not mole. It's only reka, right? So only when it's partially mole. So what the Torah tells us is that when is a kli susceptible to tumma, if you can go and carry it both when it's empty and when it's full to capacity. Mm-hmm. Since the Shita Teva Migdal, you could not carry if it's full to capacity. Okay. Very good. Beautiful.
The thing of love, by the way, is Bitzvachim.
Anyway, we're on to the next shikur. Boy Ravashi. Noze v'hu b'sekvor is toin giluach oyu loy. The Gemara Shaila is a very, very simple, straightforward Shaila. Not complicated at all. Let's turn for a short moment to Parshas Nosai. That's Reb Simcha's Chametz Parsha. And in that Parsha, Parshas Nozir, it says, Dava B'nai Yisrael, Isha, Isha, Kiyafli, Lindor, Neder, Nozir, Lahazir, Lashem. Okay, he becomes a Nozir. What's the din? Of course, he has to perform all hilchos nazirus. Now it says, "V'chiyomus meis ola bepesa pisay." What happens if Chas v'Shalom someone passes away suddenly? V'tima reish tuzrein becomes nebuch tameh. What does he have to do? V'gilach roisha b'yom taharasoi b'yom hashvi yigal chenu, which means he has to purify himself, like we learned in Parshas Chukas, Shlishu Shvi with Azov of the Mei Paraduma, and on Biyom Tarosi, meaning the final day of the Tara, which is day number 7, Biyom Mashvi Yigalchenu, he has to have Tiglachas. Uviyamishmini, and now on day number 8, he has to bring his 3 karbonis of the Nazir Tameh. What are the 3 karbonis? Shteis Torah v'shnei b'nei Yoyna. Those are the 2 oifos. Echad l'chatas v'echad l'oyla. And then he has to go and bring Hevi Kevitz ben Shnos l'osham v'yom rishonim yiplu. And he starts all over again. Now this, of course, as we've learned all along, this is a Tameh Nazir Tohoir Shenitma. Now what happens if you have a person who never was Tohir in the first place before he took upon himself Nazir? Because he was in the Beis HaChayim. And in the Beis HaChayim he said, Hareini Nazir. Was that a smart thing to do? No. But that's what he did. Fine. Now he's in the Beis HaChayim. Obviously he becomes Tameh. After he leaves the Beis HaChayim, we already said that both according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to the Maskana after the Tiyufta, everybody has to agree that he is a full-fledged Nazir. And therefore, what does he have to do after his Shlishi, Shvi, Mitha, Tevila, and all of that? Then he's going to have to start again, the counting day 1, 2, 3 of his Nazirs. What about bringing Karbonis? We said in our Mishnah, no. Only a Nazir Tohoy, Shenitma, brings Karbonis, but not someone who is Tomei, the Nazar, doesn't bring kabbalas. Okay, but what about tiglachas? We never spoke about tiglachas. In our Mishnah just says, Mishnah noza, vubebeis akvaris, einem mevi karban tumma. So these 3, the oifois and the rasham nozer, on day number 8, that you don't bring. That's clear. But what about the tiglachas beyond mashvi? We didn't say that. No, constantly throughout our Mesechta, we've always assumed that it's kind of a package deal. Tiglachas and karbanos goes together.
It uses the same term. Tiglachas means karbanos.
Ah, so that's very good. Mm. See, you heard what Barry just said. Now, you remember we had about a week ago in the Mishnah, remember Ariel was all upset about it, he was all tzakach, that it says in the Mishnah, a person says, Hareini Nazir, and I also take upon myself Ligaleach, to go me Megaleach someone. Where was that Mishnah? That was here back on. On. Yes, on Yud Aleph Omid Beis. Hareini Nazir, V'olai Ligaleach Nazir. Hareini Nazir, Yud Aleph Omid Beis. Hareini Nazir, V'olai Ligaleach Nazir. V'shem V'chaber V'omar V'mi, me too, V'olai Ligaleach Nazir. How you pick them if they're both smart? Megalchen Zeh Ezeh. Now we explained that. That doesn't mean that each one gives a haircut to the other one. It means that Reuven, the first Nazir, can pay for the kabbanis for Shimon, and Shimon, the second Nazir, can pay for the kabbanis for Reuven. Right? Mm-hmm. We didn't say anything about kabbanis. Just says Likaleach, Likaleach.
Oh. That's a code word for a package.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Torah says there on the side. When he says, Hareini olai legaleach nozir, ki hareini nozir ba'atzmai, chai b'naziris, ulohavi karbanoisav for the other fellow. V'olai legaleach nozir ach, ulohavi karbanoisav. So the words giluach, when you say in this type of connection, olai legaleach nozir, means to go and pay for somebody's kabbas.
So you see, tiglach is kabbanos, that's a...
What? Here, however, in our Mishnah,
it says maybe carbon.
You would have thought that the Lashon of Mishnah should have been Mishnah is requires ain't loyin a minyan ve'ain a tzarich ligaleach or ain't a tzarich tiglachas. By the fact that it says ve'ain a maybe carbon tumah, hefshi giluach hefshi yom. Oh, that's the Gemara Shaila. Is giluach and the carbon is so totally ha that it's a package deal, either all or nothing? Or do you say no? Taket is no karbanos, but you do have tiglachas. Those are shaila.
But in a minimum of 30 days. Though.
That's going to be for a second time. Remember, what happens? Any resident nazir tohar, resident nazir tohar on day number 5 of the naziris, Nebuchadnezzar became tamei. What happens now? 7 days, tiglachas, hayom rishonim yiplu, and then he'll start day number 1 again for 30 days. At the end of that 30 days, he'll do new tiglachas. I mean, the Torah says over here that gilach roi should be emteras, but yemishvi yigal chenuk, because hayom rishonim yiplu, and he's going to start all over. Good. So that's the same thing over here. So you have the nozar basic one. That's the tomesh nozar. He does not bring kabbanis. That's our Mishnah. But on giluach eloi, does he have to have tiglachas or not? He boy tiglachas. Tohar shenetma to come mitami the nazirus say he is mitami his nazirus including his hair. He came tamei. No, but start cutting the hair off. Ah, but tamei shenazir like maybe there's no such thing. Just like there's no din of kabbalas, no din of teglachas. I do maloishna. Toshima. Mishnazir beisakoras afilo hayisham shloishim yoyim in a oilim and a minyan when it may be carbon tumah. That's our Mishnah. Imor is now midayik. But he does have to do tiglachas, because otherwise the Mishnah should have used the expression, don't be migaleach. So Timur, nishkaraya, matam kama. The words matam are not really precise. It's again, Lashon Nozer Mishnah. What the Mishnah really means to say is, matam einem mevi karban tuma, mishum deloy boy the galuchai. The karban tuma and tiglachas work hand in hand. If there's no tiglachas, there's no karban tuma. There's no karban tuma, no tiglachas, and it's zero. What's this matam because of this? So Tosis explains, not it's because of this. So you look in the Tosis, matam ka'amar. Yeah, you have that? Kaloimar. Kivan ditnan, since it says in the Mishnah, eini mevi, the karbonos, memeli yadina deini megalechas, the megalech, doha bahataliya, one is dependent on the other. Why? The psukim kroivim zelazeh, the two psukim are next to each other. Avagav did giluach biyoim zayin, the karmen tumma biyoim shmini, even though they're two different days, right? It says, Gilach Roy should be em terasa beyoim hashvi yigalchenu. Uveyoim hashmini, he brings his karbonois. Nevertheless, mashmalei, kimen de ainem mevi karbon tuma, ainem migalech. So it really doesn't give any real time. It's just the two psukim are together. It sounds like it's a one package deal. You do everything, lady. You're being summoned by higher authorities. Shkoyach. Welcome back. Bricham uvim shumalaychem. Anyway, so back to our Gemara. So what the Gemara is saying is, even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is talking about Karbonis, well, Lavdafki means Karbonis mitiglachas, it's a package situation. So, right,
actually, but if it was a package, it says tiglachas, like it says elsewhere in the homosexual.
Lashon knows the Mishnah.
It's a close shave.
It's a close shave, yeah. Oh, here. Well, you're really saying beautiful. Toshima. Ein bein tamisha nozel in nozish torisha nitma. Oh, this should sound familiar to us. This is already the third time we're learning this braisa today. Twice in the Amud Aleph, third time here in the Amud Beis. So what's the difference between the two? Here you start on the seventh day, and here you have to start on the eighth day after you bring the Kabbalah. My love, hold the Teglach, Azev, Azeshoven. It's mashma that only Nafkimina is, when do you start your new period of Nazirus? Do you stay on the day number 7, or you start on day number 8? But it's mashma that everything else is the same, so you do Teglachas for both. Uchimaloi. Malkis ever zeshavim. Don't be medayik tiglachas. Make malkis like we said in the Amud Aleph. Right. Because even for tumma at the end, remember tiyufta on reish lakish. So there's malkis and everything. Avul tiglachas mai zemigalech zeinemigalech. But you're telling me by tiglachas, in fact, there might be a major difference that the nozir tohar he shenitma he has tiglachas, and the nozir who is tamei meikaroi doesn't have tiglachas. No, listen, you're making differences. You're saying ain bein. No, there's another difference. After all, we're talking about the seventh day. What do we say about the seventh day? Ein bein tor shenozer derech nitma el tamish nozer shvi shaloi elamin nozer tor ein shvi shaloi elamin aminyan. Oh, we're talking about shvi. Shvi includes
tiglachas.
That's
what happens.
Exactly. So we talk about shvi shaloi. Parenthetically, think of tiglachas. Here you have to do tiglachas. Here you don't have to. Lamaisa nishkaraya from the brisa that it doesn't talk about tiglachas because it could be implicit in the shvi shaloi chomili. Toshima. Okay, now we're going off on a tangent for a moment. We're talking about, once again, if you have a regular nozir tohoir, shenitma, what happens? He has to wait 7 days, because during that 7 days he has to have azor shlish yushvi, has to have tvila, and then of course he has to tiglachas, and on the eighth day he has to bring kabonis, you know, alasemis. Guess what happens? That was a 7 or 8 day period. Do I get credit for that against my 30 days of Naziris?
No.
Not only don't I get credit for that, Hayom HaRishon in Yippur. But we're going to talk about that in a moment. But the important things that we're talking about is now the days of Tumah, Ein Oilin Loimen Amin. Now what happens if a person becomes, on the fifth day of his Naziris, he becomes, unfortunately, a Metzoira. He wakes up one morning, one of these major blotches on his arms, on his belly, on his nose, on his toes. He says, ay, yoy, yoy, this looks just like a Beheris or a Se'ez. I just got finished learning the Parashas Tazria Metzoira. It really looks bad. And he goes to the Kohen. The Kohen says, ay, yoy, yoy, you are a Metzoira. You have to sit now michutz lamachne until your tzaras goes away. Okay, what happens at this point? He was a nozir until now. He's, for instance, a matzoyer lamazon for a year. A year goes by, and finally he comes out, and the kohen comes to him, and the kohen says, I got good news for you, you're clean, no more beharis, no more seis, you're now tohar, you come back into the machne. He has his own rituals of, and procedures of tahara. He has to have the two oifois, not for kabbonis, when you shaft it, and the other one you dip into the blood, the other tzipor, and he has to do it to glachas, and later on he'll have to bring in a week for Nana Sham Metzoyra. Yeah, Alice is out. Now when he's finished with the ganze tzaras, with the ganze business, he says, oh, I remember a year ago I was a nozer for 5 days. Since this took place a year already, and the whole time I didn't drink any wine, I was very careful. I didn't take a haircut. Boy, you can see my hair
here now.
I'm sorry? Right now.
But
at the end of Tzaraas. But he's saying, I want to get credit for the last year that I've been sitting chutz l'machne. I don't want to be nozer anymore. Shengenuk. I'm sorry?
Yiplu.
So that's your conclusion.
You're
saying the correct maskana. But the Gemara is asking that as a shayla. That clearly, it's not what about the mechaluta? How do we know that there too that the days cholit means that he was a metzora muchlet? How do we know that we cannot tally those days and give him credit towards the 30 days of naziris? So dinu here was not a kal v'chomer, it's a mamatzina. My yemei tumah megaleach umevi karb, just like by yemei tumah of the nozir. After Yimei Tumah, you have to Megaleach on day number 7, and he brings Kabbonis on day number 8. After Yimei Chaluta, the same thing is also, he has to Megaleach, or maybe Karmel, he has to bring his Kabbonis out, the Asham Metzoyra, and the Oifis, or it depends on whether he's a Metzoyra Dal, a Metzoyra Osher, he has to bring Kabbonis for his period of Metzoyra. And so therefore I have already one great similarity between the two, a Mamatzinu. Here you make tum megalech maybe carbon, and the same thing legabe the chalutoi by the matzoyer is also megalech maybe carbon. And umay you make tumah say ain oilim naminyan, just like you make tumah by a nozer who became tamei, we do not give him credit for the nazirus tumah days, the days that he was tamei. Avi make chalutoi and oilim naminyan. So lechayra, I can be poishim my shaila that we will not give him credit for the days of tzaraas. So the brayse loy, you have no raya. Because in Amris we made tumah shekim avato benes akoidmen. There, by the tumah of naziris, it's so strong that you don't give credit. That in fact you subtract and deduct and you send away the original days. Hayamim harishoinim yiblo
when he was tahar.
Exactly. So even if the person only became tummy on day number 29 lamashal, and now he counted 7 days. Okay, so I don't give him credit for the 7 days. We give him credit for the 29 days. No, we don't give him credit
at all.
One second. You got to start all the way from the beginning. So just like a Yom Rishonim Yiblu, we don't give him credit for the Yimei Tumah. Tell you Mechalut v'legabed the Tzaraas. Ain't a Mavatel Sakoyin. It's not Mavatel the days before he became Metzora. Those days remain. So if he became a Metzora on day number 5, a year later, he starts counting from day number 6. Even though there was a year in between, it's not Mavatel Sakoyin. And therefore, if you Oilam and Aminyan, maybe even get credit not only for day number 6, maybe get credit for the whole year. And since he already a year is more than 30 days, right? Typically, a year is more than 30 days, hopefully. So then, he doesn't have to count anymore. Maybe that should be the din. So, Timura, Amris. Umanozir bekever, shesari roda teglachas, ein oilim and aminyin. There's a fundamental difference between a nozir bekever. Nozir bekever means he took on naziris in the Beis HaChayim, so he started off on the wrong foot, so to speak. Sari is roda teglachas. What means sari roda teglachas? The Gemara assumes at this point that when this nozer bekever, that means the nozer shetomei, that though he was tomei from before, the tomei shenozar, that he comes out of the Beis HaChayim. Shlishi ushvi. We said in our Mishnah, does he have to bring the kabbonis? No. But he does have to do teglachas. That's what it sounds like. Nozer bekever shesar roga teglachas. Ain't oilim and a minyan. We don't give him credit for any of those days. Yemei chalutai she'ain roilim teglachas. Yemei chalutai where throughout that time he cannot do teglachas. Loi kol shkein she'ain loilim and a minyan. Now when we say in roilim teglachas, it means that there is no requirement mitzad hilchos nezirus to do teglachas. We said Hilchos Metzoyra, you have to do Tiglachas. A Metzoyra, when the Kohen finds that he happens to be Tohar, on that day you do Tiglachas. In fact, 7 days later you do a second Tiglachas. But you don't do Tiglachas for purposes of Nazirus. You do Tiglachas for purposes of Metzoyra. And therefore what the Braise is saying is that there's a fundamental difference between the Nazir and between the Metzoyra. The nozir v'kevesh esar roi l'tiglachas. It's raw oi for tiglachas. Means you got to shave it off. Mitzad hilchas nazirus and oilim and aminyan. Those days of tumah, the 7 days, you don't give credit towards the nazirus. You make halutoi, which is the metzoyra days. Shein roi l'tiglachas, where there is no din at the end that you have to cut the hair because of nazirus. You have to cut it because of tiras, but not because of nazirus. Loikoshkin shein oilim and aminyan. So the Svar would tell you that it's not oilim and aminyan, metakal b'choyim, metakol shkein. So Kimara, that's the end of the Braisa. So let's be medayik. Since he said, Uman nozer b'kevish esar roi l'tiglachas, my lav tiglachas tuma, isn't he referring to that at the end of the 7 days of the process of the procedure of becoming Torah, shlishu shvi, and he went to the mikveh, it stated in the Torah that on that day, v'gilach roish b'yom taras and b'yom shvi, isn't that what he's referring to? So therefore we can reposhed our shayla that a tomei shenozar is ton giluach, even though he doesn't bring karbonos, but he has to have tiglachas. You have no raya. So my tiglachas tahara, when we say that hair that he's wearing is roi l'tiglachas, not now. What we mean is that after he finishes 7 days, continue letting the hair grow, and then 30 days later, when he's finally finished his ears tahara, then we're going to go and do tiglachas. Ah, so therefore says Gemara, I have no raya to my shayla. And hokinam nistavra. Don't think that what I'm telling you now is a far-fetched, difficult pshat. No, that's the real pshat. If you're going to go and tell me that we're referring to the tiglachas of tumah, that you have to remove the hair at the end of the 7 days, after he comes out of the cemetery, after he finishes his tumah, by mitzvah also you have to have tiglachas when he finishes his tzaras. So if that's the case, oranges and oranges, here you have a tiglachas on tumah, here you have a tiglachas on tumah. Why does it say in the Braisa that legabe, the case of the nozer, there is roi the tiglachas, and by the mitzvah it's not roi the tiglachas? Is the harai, because we're talking about the tiglachas tahara, not tiglachas tumah. So if you want to lie, that's no raya, because tiglachas the nazirus ketoni. We're talking about the tiglachas which you have to make alts nazir. Alts a nazir became tomei only by a nazir. Tomei is there a din of tiglachas. A nazir that became a metzoira, although he requires tiglachas at the end of tzaras, but not because of the nazirus, but because of the tzaras. So at the moment we still have our shayla, but let's be poishet the shayla. Toshima, another couple of lines, but it's very simple. Toshima, we learned in the Braisa, Shteitin Pasik, with Timei Roish Nizroi. Zog Timara, where is this with Timei Roish Nizroi? Betohoir Shenitma Hakosim Medaber. Talking about a regular Nozir Torah, that became Tomei, the Timei Roish Nizroi. What does he have to do? Shlishu Shvi, and on the 7th day Teglachas, and then he brings Korbanos. Like the Braisa says, Shuton Havora Seyar. You have to do the hair cutting, the tiglachas, and on the 8th day, but you have to go and bring the tzibbas tzibbarin. Means the two oises, together, of course, with the asham nasim. The liftoir es hanozir bekever. Let the Gemara say, now, so says the Gemara. It says in the part of the Timei Roish Nizroi.
Right.
By the Torah, shenit makosim medaber. And it comes to exclude the liftoir es hanozir bekever. That's the person who started
the
off
Tomei Shenazar.
The Tomei Shenazar. That what? She'ein toin havora seyar. What does it say? Very clearly, no din of tiglachas, and he doesn't have a din of avoras tzipporin. And the Gemara says, "V'leitvorim kal v'chomer." It's good I have this drasha with Timei Roish Nizroi, because with that I would make a kal v'chomer. Umadcha tohar shenitma toin havoras seyar and avoras tzipporin. He started off on the right foot. He was a good nozir tor. Nebuch he became tamei. You have to be havoras seyar. You have to do tiglachas and bring the kabbonis. Mishoy not tamei metchila. A person who was from ab initio, from the very outset he was already Tomei. He's a bad guy from the very first start. At the very beginning he's a Tomei. Avadi you should have to have Tiglach. Avadi you have to have Tzipoirin. Tamaloi with Timei Roish Nizroi. The Mishayetor. However, the lifter, but we parter, we exclude the nozim bekeva, that what? That he does not have teglachas, and he does not have to have karbanos. Shema mina, we were poishet our shaila. Ravashi asked another basic chorus. Toin giluach oiloi, says very clear in this brisa.
Loi. No karbanos and no teglachas.
No teglachas, no
karbanos. It is a package deal.
It is a package deal, after all. No teglachas, no karbanos.
What time tomorrow, by the way, on Zoom?
That's a very good question.